A failure of leadership behind the famous Black Door. Sue Gray's crunch findings, more biting than expected. The report talks of high standards not being met by those setting the rules, of excessive alcohol consumption in the workplace and gatherings without clear authorisation or oversight. Some behaviour, she said, was difficult to justify against the backdrop of the pandemic. With nothing overtly critical of Johnson himself, it's perhaps not the big takedown his rivals hoped for. A contrite Prime Minister appearing in front of Parliament, promising to overhaul Downing Street and clean up government, but no talk of stepping down.
And I'm sorry for the things we simply didn't get right, and also sorry for the way that this matter has been handled. I get it, and I will fix it. And I want to say to the people of this country, I know what the issue is. Yes, Mr. Speaker, yes. Yes, it's whether this government can be trusted to deliver. And I say, Mr. Speaker, yes, we can be trusted.
Sue Gray had been planning to release a fuller report until London's Metropolitan Police stepped in, calling for her to pare down her findings while they carry out their own criminal investigation into 12 gatherings, including an alleged party in Johnson's flat. For Johnson's opponents, it isn't just about what's in the Sue Gray report, but what's not in it. For his fiercest critics, they will have to wait for the results of the police investigation to find out more about the most serious offences that could cause the most harm to Johnson's political career. But the results of that investigation could be many, many months away.
Even now, he is hiding behind a police investigation into criminality, into his home and his office. The British public aren't fools. They never believed a word of it. They think the Prime Minister should do the decent thing and resign.
But it's not just the opposition that's been ramping up pressure on Johnson. Some of his own MPs have been quietly plotting against him. Other familiar faces are determined to hold his actions to account.
What the Gray report does show is that No. 10 Downing Street was not observing the regulations they had imposed on members of the public. So either my right honourable friend had not read the rules, or didn't understand what they meant, and others around him, or they didn't think the rules applied to No. 10. Which was it?
Monday saw a flurry of announcements by No. 10 on the economy, Brexit and Ukraine. This is a government eager to steer attention away from recent scandals. But when it comes to Partygate, there are still more truths to uncover. Heads, including the Prime Minister's, may yet roll if enough members of his own party decide it's time for him to go. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, Westminster.